As you flip through the radio dial, you may hear a new radio ad by Mayor Dan Sullivan.
Leaders of the Anchorage Assembly and I recently introduced the Responsible Labor Act, an ordinance that will improve the way future labor contracts are negotiated. The
ordinance does not eliminate Ordinance 37 was proposed less than 2 weeks ago. The Anchorage Assembly is now reviewing it. The ordinance would impact approximately 2,200 municipal employees, from accountants to police officers and firefighters. It limits pay, benefits, and mediation, and eliminates the option of a strike. But its centerpiece is the introduction of managed competition, a process by which a public agency competes with private firms to provide public services. The mayor says fire and police departments, as well as emergency services, would be exempt. The competition in other departments, though, he says, would save the municipality money and make public employees more efficient. Attorneys representing unions disagree. They say the wording of the ordinance is too vague and gives the mayor's office too much power. Justin Roberts is the general counsel for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 1547.
It has conflicting terms throughout. It suffers from basic lack of definitions. It removes power from the assembly. It gives virtually unchecked power to the Employee Relations Board to interpret the terms of this ordinance.
Robert says members of the Employee Relations Board are appointed by the mayor, so the setup is political and problematic. He and the other two attorneys representing unions were especially concerned about the lack of a clear definition for managed competition. Assemblymember Jennifer Johnston admits that the definition needs some sharpening. She says she's been advocating for managed competition since she was elected nearly 6 years ago. This is how she attempted to explain it.
You are saying to the service center, the public sector service center that has the employee in it, how much would it cost for you to do this? This is what it is outside your unit. How much is it going to cost? This brings the employee and management together to form a team to say we can do it better.
Johnston says she plans to introduce an amendment with a clearer definition for managed competition soon. Assemblymember Paul Honeman says he's doubtful that managed competition is the way to go. But he says the bottom line is that the process needs to slow down.
I think we're going way too fast in what I call a major revision of this code, and I would like to see it postponed for a long period. We've got some major issues before us.
Honeman says there's no need to push to get the new law in place before union negotiations begin at the end of March or the beginning of April, as the mayor wants. Honeman says the negotiations can always be extended. Several assembly members expressed concern that the ordinance could make the assembly responsible for the ultimate decision on which contracts to go with. Although Assembly Chair Ernie Hall helped introduce the mayor's proposed ordinance, he also has concerns.
The way it's currently stated is it comes down to the assembly. And there's a number of us that if we can figure out a way to make that be absolutely the last resort, it could be very political to handling that. And what we're doing is we're really trying to put thought into this where we end up with something that works really well for a long time into the future. And you're not worried about who's in charge.
As the proposed ordinance stands, the mayor's office would gain significant power over how labor is managed. Hall says he anticipates an amendment addressing that issue. Public testimony on Ordinance 37 begins Wednesday, February 27th, at the LUSAC Library Assembly Chambers at 6 o'clock. The Wilda Marsden Theater will also be open to accommodate the expected crowd, with video from inside the Assembly Chambers. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.